Hello everyone and welcome to the podcast from systemgorilla.com. My name is Seb, and if you have been realizing that doing R&D work in Germany is really costly, then I've got good news for you. There's a tax incentive called Forschungszulage. Let me tell you more. So you've been doing some research and development in Germany, and you realize that costs are exploding because you need local experts in the field? There's something for you. There's a German tax incentive called Forschungszulage. I will tell you in this podcast what is Forschungszulage, what are the key requirements to get money, how do you apply in a two-step process, what are the downsides or risks you're facing, and where do you get help or find a submission partner. Overall, this should just take us a couple of minutes and gives you great potential. First point. What is the Forschungszulage? It's a German tax incentive for research and development activities. Companies can claim up to 1 million per year as a tax credit. It covers basic research, applied industrial research, and experimental development. The goal is to make innovation in Germany more attractive, open to all company sizes, including small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs. So what are the key requirements? Any business with R&D activity in Germany can apply, regardless of the sector or size of the company. The project must meet OECD research and development criteria. Eligible costs include internal R&D staff and contracted research to certified European Union providers, by the way. Only personal costs are eligible. There's no covering of equipment or material costs. And for a second, let us come back to the OECD research and development criteria. Your applying project has to be of high novelty or innovation, creative and original. There has to be an uncertainty in your project where you don't know about the concrete outcome and the methods are not fully known. It has to be a systematic approach which is planned and documented, and there has to govern a certain transferability of your results into other projects. So far about the OECD criteria that you must meet with your applying project, they seem to be a little subjective here and there. But make no mistake, the reviewer of your application documents will bring some objectivity into his approval decision. Point number three, how do you apply? Basically, it's a two-step process. In the first step, you are proving your technical eligibility certificate. You apply through the BSFC, which is the Federal Research Grant Office. The project must be technically justified as R&D. After this process step, you come into the tax office application. Once certified, you submit the application to your local tax office to claim the tax benefit. For the past years, by the way. I want to make sure you understand, you have to spend the money first on your R&D staff, can then submit the application to get it funded, and then get parts of your money back in the form of a tax incentive. The bonus is, you can apply retroactively for R&D costs covering. For projects dating back to 2020, this was a harsh time when it came to R&D costs and overall. Everything is done digitally, but documentation is key. All right, we're already at the downsides and risks that you are facing. I already mentioned that documentation is demanding. The precise tracking of hours, roles, and project scope is required. Approval is not guaranteed. Some projects are rejected due to vague definitions. Be clear and precise. Processing times are an issue. Expect several months from submission to payout. There's no funding for material or equipment costs. It's strictly payroll based. We're closing into the finish line. I told you this is not gonna take long. Where do you get help or find a submission partner? It's useful to work with specialized tax advisors or R&D consultants that are familiar with the German tax law. Trusted platforms and partners include the official webpage Forschungszulage.de, professional consultancies like Leighton and InnoScripta, but there are many others, and local chambers of commerce, IHKs, which can also guide you. So the final takeaway for Forschungszulage: if you are innovating in Germany, don't leave money on the table. The Forschungszulage is a powerful and so far underused tool to recover R&D costs. Start tracking your projects early and consider expert support to maximize your benefit. And on a personal note, I realize that recovering R&D costs is a demanding task within the organization. You'll have to bring together the technical experts to rectify the feasibility of R&D, and also the financial experts to bring the numbers closing in. So be prepared for some collaboration. If you like collaboration, this podcast, and great executive advice, then you might also like systemgorilla.com. My name is Seb, and I wish you a great day.